This morning I will preach from Jonah, chapter 4, verse 5 through 11. And Jonah, in chapter 5 says, Jonah went out of the city and sat to the east of the city, and made a booth for himself there. He sat under it in the shade, till he should see what would become of the city. Now the Lord God appointed a plant and made it come upon over Jonah, that it might be a shed over his head, to save him from his discomfort. So Jonah was exceedingly glad because of the plant. But when dawn came up the next day, God appointed a worm that attacked the plant, so that it withered. When the sun rose, God appointed a scorching wind, and the sun beat down on the head of Jonah so that he was faint. And he asked that he might die and said, "It is better for me to die than to live." But God said to Jonah, Do you do well to be angry for the plant?" And he said, "Yes, I do well to be angry. Angry enough to die." And the Lord said, "You pity the plant for which you did not labor, nor did you make it grow, which came into being in a night and perished in a night. And should not pity Nineveh, that great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know the right hand from the left, and also much cattle." Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this morning. Please teach us through your scripture the compassion that you have for the lost. Help us to love our neighbor as ourselves, and help us to see that the best way to help our neighbor is to preach the gospel to them. Help us see this through the story of Jonah and challenge us, God, to do so. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. So we can see here verse 5 from 6 that the Lord's compassion for lost displeased Jonah. After Jonah preached to Nineveh and he saw the repentance of the people, he was angry. But this is a Noah attitude. We as a Christian, we like to hang out with people like us. We like Christian people, reformed people, people like look like us, think like us. But we don't like to hang out with those people who are different than us. And maybe we don't like the gay community. Maybe we don't like the liberal community. We don't like those people who are different than us. Maybe we don't like people who are different in social level than us. Maybe we want to be far, far away from them. And as a Christian, we know that we have to evangelize. We know that we have to talk about the gospel to other people. And sometimes we turn on the finder, evangelistic finder within us, that we are looking for people to evangelize, where we're going to evangelize, and maybe you're ready to evangelize until you see those people who are different than you and that go off. And you say, "I won't evangelize to them." Instead of loving them, instead of evangelizing them, you get mad at them because you see them as your enemy. You see gay people, liberal people, people that are different than you as an enemy. I call that Jonah's attitude. If you remember the story of Jonah, in Jonah chapter 1, verse 1, said, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come upon before me.'" So we see here that the Lord called Jonah to go to Nineveh, but Jonah didn't go there. Jonah went to the other way, and he thought that he could escape from God. He tried to run away from God. We know God is sovereign. He's everywhere. And Jonah knew that, but he tried. And he ran away. But then the Lord brought him back to Nineveh. And Jonah preached to Nineveh, called them to repentance. And what happened? They came to repentance. And Jonah knew the character of the Lord. And he knew if he preached to them, God may save them. And Jonah said to the Lord and said, "O Lord, is not this what I say when I was yet in my country?" This is verse 2 and 3 of chapter 4. "That is why I may haste the flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relenting from disaster. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." So Jonah, after he preached to Nineveh, he was very angry. So angry that he wanted to die. Jonah was not happy with the result of his preaching. Instead, he was very upset, was very angry. And maybe you will think, well, that's not the right way. That's not the right way, Jonah. You should be happy. You should be happy because of the result or your sermon. I mean, many of us will be happy. Imagine that we preach the gospel here in this town and many people come to repentance and you will rejoice. Also, the mayor of the city come and he repent and he believe in Jesus Christ and you will be happy for that. But that was not the case of Jonah. Jonah was angry because he knew that God will save these people if he won. And Jonah didn't want that because he see these people as an enemy. Different people, pagan people, people who are outside of the Lord. And he was very upset because he thought that these people do not deserve repent, do not deserve to be saved. He was very, very angry. He was displeased at God's grace. In verse 4, God made a rhetorical question to Jonah. He said, "And the Lord said, do you do well to be angry?" So Jonah go to Nineveh. He preached to Nineveh, called them to repentance. They repent. Then Noah got angry, and now the Lord asked him a rhetorical question. Do you do well to be angry? In the other words, the Lord is telling Jonah, who are you to be angry? Who are you to be angry because I save these people? Brothers, who we are to be angry as the grace of the Lord? Who we are to say, okay, Lord, save these people, this group, but don't save this one. These are enemy. They're different than us. They think different than us. They're sinners. Don't save them. Who are we to be angry at the Lord because he saved different people than us? That's what happened to Noah. He wasn't happy because the Lord saved the people of Nineveh. Because they were different. They were enemies. Then Jonah went out of the city and sat to the east of the city to see what will become of the city. So he knew the Lord, but he has this thing inside of him that the Lord may do something different. He sat outside of the city to see what will come to the city. He find the right place in the right spot in front of everything to see what will happen to the city. So it was very hot outside. That was happening to Jonah. It was very, very hot outside. And the Lord appointed a plan to him. But before the Lord appointed a plan to Jonah, Jonah tried to make a shelter for himself because the sun was so hot over his head that he wanted to make a shelter. But he couldn't do a good shelter for himself. So the Lord appointed a plant to Noah. Make cover over Jonah that might be shed over his head to save him from his discomfort. In other words, we can use to save him from his misery. He was a miserable man under the sun. It was very hot and he was not happy about that. And the Lord appointed a plan to Noah. So this is not the first time that the Lord appointed something to Noah. This may be the first time in front of the eyes of Noah that was something good. If we remember in verse the story of Jonah in chapter 1 verse 4, when he was in the boat, God appointed a hurled and great wind, a storm. And then in verse 17 of chapter 1, it said, and the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. So when he was in the water, a great fish swallowed Jonah and took him to Nineveh. So now here in chapter 4, verse 6, the Lord God appointed a plant. So maybe in the front of the eye of Noah, the eyes of Noah, this was a good thing to happen to him. God made this plan to save him for his misery. So Jonah was exceedingly glad. First, he was very mad. He was very angry at the Lord and he wanted to die. Because God shows mercy and grace to Nineveh. Now God shows Noah grace and mercy and he was exceedingly glad. He was very happy. He wanted to die. Now he went very happy. He was glad because the plants saved him from the burning sun. God was very, very gracious to Noah by giving him a shelter to cover him. So Jonah felt very, very comfortable. Jonah felt very safe. Jonah felt very, very good. So he doesn't want to die anymore. He was very comfortable where he was now. So we can see Jonah, a very self-centered man. He wanted to die because God showed mercy to Nineveh. Now he's exceedingly happy because he received mercy from the Lord. So he was good when God showed him grace. But he was angry because God showed grace to the people of Nineveh. Jonah had to be happy with the people. Instead of being angry with the Lord for the salvation of Nineveh, he should be happy. He should be glad to be among these people that the Lord brought to repentance. He should be happy because he will have the opportunity to see these people growing in the Lord, growing the knowledge of the Lord, disciple. He may have the opportunity to disciple them and live a great life in the Lord. See, life changing. Entire family coming to the knowledge of the Lord. But he didn't see this opportunity. He didn't see the opportunity to help in growing these people, to make these people growing in maturity in the Lord. He was very, very angry. Jonah could have the privilege to see these people get closer to the Lord. But he was very angry. Jonah was thinking about himself. Jonah was thinking about his comfort zone. He was thinking about him alone. He was now happy. Angry because God saved them, but happy because he's safe now. He's comfortable now. He was full of Jonah. He was full of himself. Now, in verses 7 to 8, we can see that Jonah's lack of compassion for the lost displeased the Lord. So the following event show more Jonah self-centered and lack of compassion. If we read verse 7 through 8, we can see it and said, but when dawn came up the next day, God appointed a worm that attacked the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God appointed a scorching wind, and the sun beat down on the head of Jonah so that he was faint. And he asked that he might die and said, it is better for me to die than to live. And the Lord said, you pity the plant for which you did not labor, not did you make it grow, which came into being in a night and perished in a night. And should not I pity Nineveh, that great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left, and also much cattle? We see here that the Lord is about to teach Jonah compassion. God appointed against something to Noah. He appointed a worm, and appointed as courage is wind. And Jonah wanted to die. Why Jonah wanted to die? Why he wanted to die? He was comfortable. He was good. He was feeling great under the plant. And the Lord took that away from him. And once again, Jonah wanted to die. Twice. He wanted to die because of the salvation of Nineveh. Now he wanted to die because God took away the plant. And the Lord tells him, do you really care more about the plant than about Nineveh? But Jonah really, he was sad because of the plant. You think he was sad really because of the plant? He was sad because he didn't have the plant for himself. Because he didn't have a shelter for himself. He was sad because he was angry because he was not comfortable anymore. The sun was upon him. A very hot sun. And he was angry because of that. He was, as we see before, he was full of Jonah. He was thinking about himself. He was thinking about him. Where can I be comfortable? Where can I be good? What can I do for myself? So that's why he got angry. Like we got angry when somebody asks us to something and we don't want to do it. Like when we are happy, comfortable in our place and we have to do something else. We also get angry about that. And Jonah was angry. So angry that he wanted to die. And the Lord told Noah, do you want to die because of the plan that you did not have anything to do? Are you really moved about the plan and not about 120,000 people? The people of Nineveh did not know the right hand from the left. So he's saying, are you really angry about the plan and you're not angry about these people who are made at the image of the Lord, at the image of God, who do not know their right hand from the left? They don't know better. They are suppressing the truth of the Lord. And they need the gospel. They need the message of repentance. They need to know how they can be saved. This word, we can see it also in Luke chapter 23, 34, when the Lord said in the cross, and Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. People in Nineveh not know their right hand from their left. People in the time of Jesus Christ, they don't know what they do. People in our time, they don't know what they do. The people in Nineveh, they need the message of salvation. People today, they need the gospel because they don't know the gospel. They do according of their passion and their wills. They sin. They suppress the truth of the gospel. They need to hear the salvation through Jesus Christ. They need to hear that they're sinners. There's nothing that they can do to be saved. And the only hope for the life is through faith in Jesus Christ. They need to know the only way in salvation, that is Jesus Christ. They need grace. People in Nineveh need grace. People today need grace. And they need to hear there is a God who saves. There is a God who can save them. People today also need the gospel. Noah was very comfortable with the plan. We also, brothers and sisters, are very comfortable in our places. Yes, we can be like Noah. And you are like Noah. I bet you are not like Noah. You like your air conditioner in your house. You like your heater in your house. You like to spend time with Christian. That's not bad, but you like to spend time with Christian. And you like to go to the basketball court and play basketball. You like to go to your work. You like to do your hobbies with people like you. Maybe you're very, very comfortable where you are. And when you see these people that are different than you, you say, no, I'm not going that way. I'm staying here when I'm comfortable in my work, in my air condition, in my heater, in my house, in front of the TV. I'm good right here. That's Jonah's attitude. That was Jonah right there. He didn't want to go to Nineveh. You don't want to go out of your house and preach the gospel and spend time with your neighbor, with your family, have a coffee with them. You don't want to really go out and see that gay community, that liberal people, that group that may scare you. But you still have to preach the gospel. You have to preach the gospel. You have to preach the gospel to strangers, to people different than us. Who show us how to do this? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ spent time with sinners. Jesus Christ laid down his life for his sheep. In John 10:15, as we read this morning, 16 said, I lay down my life for the sheep, and I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so there will be one flock and one shepherd. Jesus came, not like Noah. Jonah disobeyed the Lord. Jonah disobeyed when God told him go to Nineveh. Jesus came in obedience. He was born in obedience. He died in obedience. And Jesus Christ died, not like Jonah wanted to die. Jonah wanted to die because he was very angry. Jesus died because he loved us. Because he loved his sheep. And Jesus spent time with sinners. If we remember in Mark chapter 2 verse 16 said, and the scribe of the Pharisee, when they down that he was eating with sinners and tax collector, said to his disciple, why does he eat with tax collector and sinners? So we see that Jesus eat with sinner people different than the people that are supposed to know the Lord. Different than Jesus even. They were sinners. Jesus was not sinner. They were sinners. And Jesus sat with them, eat with them, spend time with them. We have a model in Jesus Christ. We should follow Jesus Christ's way and not Jonah's way. We should have the compassion of the Lord, the compassion of Jesus Christ, and not the selfishness of Jonah. Jesus Christ spent time with sinners. We should spend time with people that are different than us. Following Jesus' model, Jesus' way. And he died. But he died because he loved us. He gave himself because he loved us. Ephesians 5, 2 said, and he walked in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Brother, are we comfortable in our places? Are we so comfortable doing our things that we see those who are different than us as our enemies? They're not our enemies. They're sinners. Once we were enemies of God, and he saved us. God may save those who are different than us. God may save those who are gays, who are liberal, who are pro-abortion. Those people that we may think twice to go to them, God may save them. But brothers, we have to preach the gospel. That's the way that the sinner come. That's the way that the Holy Spirit used to bring sinners to Jesus Christ's feet in repentance. For when we preach the gospel, when we share the gospel, when we really sacrifice for those who do not know yet the Lord as a savior. So are we willing to sacrifice our comfortability for the sake of the lost? Brother, love people. They're not enemy. They're just people like you and me. There are people that need someone who loves them, who listens to them, and who preach the gospel. You will be surprised how you can enjoy people who are different than you. You can be surprised what the thing that you can learn for those people who are different than you. You will be surprised how they will respond because of your love for them. We should be people who love people. We should be people that are passionate to see people coming to the Lord. But it's the church who have to do the work. It's us who have to go out and love those who nobody wants to love. They're different, yes. Maybe hard, yes. We can get nervous, yes. Well, we have to do it. And we are not alone. We are not alone. The Holy Spirit is with us. The Holy Spirit will help us to do this work. Pray to the Holy Spirit. Tell him to help you to love those who you see as your enemies. To open doors to you to go and preach the gospel to them. The Holy Spirit will help us. Because the Lord promises he will be with us always. Always. So if you have to repent because you see those people as your enemy and us as a possible people to evangelize, come to the Lord also and pray for forgiveness and that he increase the love within you for those who are different than you. But brother, remember that we should be passionate to see people coming to the Lord, even if we see them as our enemy. Okay, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your compassion for the lost, because your compassion saves us. You bring somebody to preach the gospel to us. And the Holy Spirit open our heart and our eyes to respond to that message. Help us as a church to go out and preach the gospel to those who are different than us. To those who we may see them as our enemies. But they are just persons like we are. Sinners that need to hear the gospel. Lord, send us and help us to love them, to receive them, with the purpose to preach the gospel to them. We pray in Jesus Christ. Amen.